Illawarra is going to be a fun team to watch this season, Matty Logan. They were, for mine, one of the... if Tasmania didn't exist, they were the fairy tale story of last season outside of the Jack Jumpers. But Illawarra, they're such a... for franchise, again, like the Cairns Taipans, you want to see them go well, the small market team punching up against the heavyweights. But there's a real genuine feeling about what this team has with it this season on the back of last year, getting most of the nucleus back this season, that, who knows, they could dare to dream again this year, the Illawarra Hawks. It's certainly exciting to think about what the possibilities are.
Yeah, well, I think I tend to agree, and I think it's, as I said in the opener, I think they're a side that can compete for that play-in. Definitely. I think they're a top five, top six team. You know, the job that Justin Tatum did last year, I hope that they can, you know, for that community's sake, and I think for the league's sake, because, you know, that when there is talk about the Hawks and, you know, about the fact they are small market and that, you know, that they may have, you know, the league look at that closely than they do, but they need the Hawks to be successful. And I think last year, you're right, it was fantastic to see. And I expect them to take strides forward again. I think Trey Kell, with Tyler Harvey, I think Darius Days, as I said in the opener, a few people have reached out to me and said that they expect this guy to be really good for the Hawks. And, you know, Sam Froling is consistent. And then I like some of their bench. Like, I love Will Hickey. Blanchfield's, you know, getting on a little bit, but he's still super, you know, reliable and adds a, but, you know, plays a role. And Mason Peatling. And then obviously we've seen at the blitz again, and I expect him to take another step forward, is Lachie Albrecht. Like, you know, I love how he plays. I think he's got enormous potential and upside. So the Hawks will be one of those teams that they'll be nuisance value as well. Like, they'll cause upsets. They'll be up and about in games. They'll be competitive. And while I don't see them in that top tier, you know, as we said, the Sydney, the Melbourne, the Perth, I have them in that anywhere from, you know, from fourth to seventh. Like, that's just sort of the season that I expect them to have. And I'm not sure what Maddie thinks, but, you know, geez, like, if that can happen, then I think that'll be just great for that community. Because let's be honest, when Gorge left, you know, post that and some of the upheaval that they experienced, but before that run, it wasn't pretty, and there were some serious conversations happening behind the scenes about, well, what do the Illawarra Hawks look like, you know, and it happens a lot, but these were serious. So it is great to see, and I think it's so important that they're successful for the future of the league as well.
There have been those rare occasions where one person can actually turn around an entire franchise, and that was Justin Tatum, a guy who hadn't coached any level outside of high school. And yet, you know, jumped into a team that at that time was really foundering and was quite frankly a disaster. And look, just really, don't want to bag out Jacob Jackamus, but again, it wasn't a head coach, never should have been a head coach, you know, and I love Jacob personally, but I've always thought that. And the proof was in the pudding. It just did not work. And he wasn't right, unfortunately. Great assistant coach and a great basketball guy. You know, I really want to make sure I say that. So when Justin came in, you know, there was probably a few raised eyebrows about, you know, the thing he was most famous for was for being Jason Tatum's dad, the great Jason Tatum of Matty and I, Boston Celtics, our beloved Boston Celtics. So, but he... turn things around, and it was one of the most remarkable coaching jobs you could ever see, because who would have believed that this team, as poor as they were, would end up 14-14 in the regular season and get all the way to the semifinals and lose to, you know, what was for the majority of the year the best team in the league, Melbourne United. So he did an amazing job in not only transforming the on-court fortunes, but also the off-court. And, you know, again, you go back to that infamous word culture, and he brought Illawarra that culture back, that toughness, that, again, punching above your weight, but and the fans really connected with it and connected with that story and that narrative about what the Illawarra Hawks became last season. Way more so than nuisance value. This was a team that was legitimately good in the second half of the season, weren't that far away about getting to the championship series, which would have been, almost Tasmania like in its in its fairy tale narrative. So, yeah, I think he's been a godsend for that program, and I think they've recruited pretty well this year. Darius Days, they lose Gary Clark, which is a big loss, but Darius Days could actually be better. This guy is a serious scorer. They bring in Trey Kell the third, who I've always had a lot of time for. But what I will say, I do think there's a big question mark. Who's the point guard? Who plays point? Because Trey Kell's not a point guard. I'm sorry. I know people have said he's the point guard. Well, he's not a point guard. I've seen this, not work before. We know Tyler Harvey is not really a point guard. He's in stature, but he's really a two guard in a one guard's body, in all honesty. I'm a huge fan of Harvey, but he needs someone creating for him. He's best off the dribble. Kell is a guy that, again, terrific finisher and can facilitate, but is he a point guard? I don't see that. And I think that's going to be a big, I don't think they have a point guard. And I think that's going to be a question mark this year. That said, I do really like their squad. I think Days was a massive pickup. Albridge has the potential to be anything. I was a big fan of his in college. His game definitely translates to this level. I think he and Sam Froehling, it's a really nice 1-2 punch up front. Hyunjung Lee is a terrific, if somewhat streaky shooter. Dave O'Hickey was a revelation last season. They still have, Mason Peatling, who is the kind of guy that everybody loves on their squad. He's hardworking, doesn't need the ball in his hands to be successful or productive, just does all the dirty work. And, he's the perfect, glue guy in that roster. And Wani Swakalabulluk's an excellent defender as well. So, they've got a lot of talent. They are definitely a team that can threaten the big guns, and they open up. When they play the Kings earlier on, that's going to be really, really interesting. I think the Kings have got Perth first up, if I'm not mistaken, before Perth on a Friday night. I think Illawarra they play on a Sunday, and that's going to be a hell of a weekend for the Kings. Sort of in the year, I think that would be round two. So that's going to be interesting, and giving them an early shot at the Kings. Of course, that tremendous rivalry. And so, yeah, look, they're definitely a playoff contender, fringe championship contender. Again, I do have a question about the point guard spot. I'm not sure they've filled it properly. They've got three excellent imports, but time will tell. Maybe the Kell Harvey backcourt will work. If it does, then look out, because they're an impressive team that's extremely well coached.
It's nice to be talking about the Hawks in these terms for a season preview program and not be asking, yes, is this going to be the last season they're in Wollongong, or are they going to move games to Canberra, or all sorts of things we've talked about in the past. Tatum's been a godsend for that franchise.
Yeah, it's no
just
doubt.
Wonderful to see, especially after the excitement of Brian Goorjian coming in. They had to fight essentially to save their franchise, to get the Illawarra name back. Of course, we were there that famous night that they got it back against Melbourne. A couple of semi-final appearances, missed opportunity against Perth in 2021, and then falling away to where they are back now. It's nice to see the Hawks with some relevance. And I love me some freeway series.
I know. And just quickly, it's interesting, just to pull the curtain back a little bit. I must admit, because we obviously called that game in Wollongong, the Illawarra Perth, when Luke Travers happened, unfortunately, for Illawarra. I don't think I've seen you, and you've got no real connection with Illawarra per se, but I don't think I've seen you so depressed after a game. You really wanted those guys to win. Oh, no. Because it would have been a fabulous story, right? Obviously.
It's definitely cheering for the story that night.
It's a little funny. It's a little funny thing I just always remember about you being so depressed after they'd lost.
I'm not a Hawks, but I have a soft spot for the Hawks. No. I mean, who doesn't? But yeah. I'm not a Hawks fan by any stretch, but I do remember that. No. And that was, we all left that building that night feeling really deflated. Luke Travers. Boy, hasn't he gone on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah.
But that really was the night he announced himself. And that's one that I really do remember for a lot of reasons. But, geez, it'd be nice to see the Hawks get back up to that point again. And they came so close last season, too, to a championship series. But we'll see. My confidence is about an 8 for the Hawks. There's probably a bit of hope there as well as logic, but we shall see. It's nice to have some hope around Illawarra going into a new season.